Ishavasya Upanishad 6 Anupashyati Mantra. Unity in all beings. Awakening to boundless love and oneness. Seeing the self in all. Dissolving fear and embracing unity with the Anupashyati Mantra. My dear one, let us gather in this soft, sacred space. Imagine the gentle rustle of leaves in an ancient grove, the warm earth beneath us, and the faint scent of blooming jasmine carried on a breeze. Come, sit close. Allow the world's haste to fade, like shadows at dawn. Take a deep, slow breath in. Feel it awaken your inner calm, and as you exhale, let your tensions melt away, your heart opening like a flower to the sun. Feel the ground supporting you, the air embracing you. Ah, yes. In this quiet communion, we can truly connect. I am Sadhguru Ashutosh, your loving guide on this path of gentle awakening. Today, I invite you to explore a profound vibration from the Ash Granthas, a mantra that reveals the beauty of oneness, helping us release fear and embrace all life with love. In our modern world, where divisions and anxieties pull at us, this wisdom offers a soothing balm, reminding us that true peace comes from seeing beyond separations. What if we could allow ourselves to feel the self in every being? Let us journey together, my child, discovering how this sacred sound can bring clarity, inner serenity, and a deeper connection to the universe around us. My beloved seeker, let us now introduce the sacred sound, the seed of our exploration. This is the sixth verse of the Isha Upanishad, a timeless insight into unity. Here it is in its original Devanagari script. Yastu sarvani bhutanyat manyavanupasyati, sarvavutsu katmanam tato na vajagupsait. In Roman transliteration, for your ease in chanting, Yastu sarvani bhutani atmani evanupasyati, sarva bhutsu katmanam tato na vajagupsait. 6. A simple, literal word-for-word translation. But whoever sees all beings in the self alone, and the self in all beings, thenceforth has no revulsion. Let these words settle softly within you, like a seed in nurturing soil. Their fuller blossoming awaits. Ah, my child, behind each mantra lies a story of divine revelation, roots that give it enduring life. This verse comes from the Isha Upanishad, held within the Shukla Yajur Veda, a profound text among the Ash Granthas. It was beheld by the sage Dadichi, a rishi of immense purity and sacrifice, who offered his bones to create weapons for the gods, embodying selfless unity. Picture this essence, my dear one, in a secluded forest ashram, surrounded by towering trees and the gentle flow of a nearby stream, as the sun filtered through the canopy in golden shafts. Dadichi sat in deep meditation, the air alive with the songs of birds and the whisper of wind through branches. The world around him teemed with life, creatures great and small, each pulsing with the same vital energy, yet he sought the thread connecting all. Why do we fear or reject what seems other? This mantra arose as a compassionate insight, not a stern lesson, but a hymn of gratitude for the interconnected web of existence. It was a prayer for clarity, a call for protection from the illusions of separation that breed disdain. In that peaceful haven, scented with wild herbs and filled with the harmony of nature, Dadichi felt the divine intention to guide souls towards seeing the self everywhere, dissolving barriers and fostering love. This root infuses the mantra with gentle warmth, a living bridge from ancient realizations to our modern hearts, where fears of difference often cloud our vision. Feel that tender purpose, my child. It's a gift of unity, shared across ages like sunlight touching every leaf. Now, let us unfold the mantra's wisdom, layer by layer, like a lotus revealing its heart to the light. We move from the outer petals to the inner sanctum, allowing its vibration to illuminate us. First, the meaning of the words, beyond the literal. Yas tu sarvani bhutani atmani evanupasyati speaks of one who sees all beings, bhutani, every creature and form, in the Atman, the self alone. Anupasyati implies perceiving deeply, not superficially. Sarva bhutsu katmanam extends this, seeing the self in all beings. Tato na vijagupsate concludes that thenceforth, there is no revulsion or disgust. Vijagupsate, a turning away in fear or aversion. In spiritual context, these words signify profound non-duality. Bhutani encompasses all existence, from the tiniest insect to the vast cosmos. Atman is the eternal self, divine consciousness pervading all. Anupasyati is visionary insight, born of realization. Vijagupsate represents the ego's reactions, fear, judgment, that dissolve in unity. This layer teaches that true vision erases divisions, turning separation into sacred connection, like recognizing one's reflection in every mirror. Moving to the psychological meaning, for the mind and emotions. This vibration gently purifies the inner landscape, where thoughts and feelings often tangle in webs of fear and judgment. In daily life, anxieties arise from seeing others as threats, envy, prejudice, or self-doubt mirroring outward. Chanting this mantra ACTS as a soft cleanser, dissolving these patterns like morning dew evaporating under the sun. It calms anxiety by shifting perception. When minds recoil from differences, the mantra fosters empathy, helping release old habits of isolation or criticism. What if we allowed ourselves to feel the relief of shared essence? The sound nurtures courage, easing emotional barriers, resentment toward others, guilt within, framing them as gentle unveilings toward acceptance. It's an inner washing, clearing residues of fear that cloud clarity, replacing them with compassionate flow. Imagine your mind as a foggy forest. The mantra's resonance parts the mist, revealing interconnected paths where once there were shadows. Over time, it transforms reactive emotions into harmonious understanding, aiding modern stresses like social divides or personal insecurities. This layer brings psychological balance, a quiet strength to meet life with open-hearted presence. And at the deepest, the spiritual meaning, for the soul. Here, the mantra unites us with the divine core, unveiling the universal truth of oneness. All is the self, and realizing this liberates from suffering's cycle. Ponder this analogy, my dear one. Consider a great banyan tree, its roots spreading wide, branches sheltering countless lives, birds nesting, vines entwining, earthworms in the soil. One who sees only separate parts might fear the unknown, but perceiving the single life force pulsing through all dissolves aversion. So too, the Atman is this tree. Bhutani its expressions, Anupasyati the vision of unity. No vijagupsate remains, for what is there to reject in one's own essence? Chanting awakens this state of boundless love. A vast sky holding all stars without favoritism, peaceful, expansive, connected to the universe's heartbeat. Spiritually, it fosters loving communion with all, leading to moksha. The feeling is serene joy, like a river merging with the ocean, free from fear's currents. This truth invites us to live fully, seeing divinity in every encounter, in eternal harmony. My precious disciple, wisdom's true sweetness lies in its application. Let us weave this mantra into your daily tapestry, simply and tenderly, like threads of light in dawn's weave. First, how to chant. Sit comfortably, spine erect like a graceful palm, firm yet relaxed. Hands on knees, palms upward. Breathe calmly, naturally, like a soft wave. Focus on the vibration. Chant gently, listening to its echo in your heart, feeling it connect inner and outer. Gentle intention is enough. Release any quest for perfection. Here is a simple 5-minute practice to nurture unity. Find a quiet haven, perhaps overlooking nature. Close your eyes softly. For the first minute, breathe. Inhale all beings, exhale separation. Feel divisions softening, heart expanding. Now, for 3 minutes, whisper the mantra. Yas tu sarvani bhutani. Let it flow without strain, vibrating within, awakening oneness in your core. Sense fear dissolving into love. For the final minute, sit in silence. Notice the warmth of connection, the clarity blooming. Open your eyes gradually, carrying this vision. To integrate daily, make the mantra your compassionate companion. As you interact with others, colleagues, strangers, repeat it silently when aversion stirs, seeing their self as yours, easing judgments. In moments of self-doubt during routines like meals or commutes, pause, breathe, and recall, Sarva Bhutsu Katmanam, embracing your essence in all. While in nature or crowds, let it remind you of unity, turning isolation into shared joy. Even before sleep, reflect. Where did I see the self today? This transforms ordinary ACTS into sacred bonds, building resilience against distractions. Practice with love, my child, and watch fears fade, revealing life's interconnected beauty, like roots entwining in shared soil. My dear one, our gentle sharing here is a single bloom on your soul's vast garden. Self-discovery unfolds uniquely, with questions budding from your own heart, perhaps a deeper layer of this mantra or a meditative whisper. For those blooms, I have infused my guidance into Sanatan Jyoti, a digital companion like a faithful river guiding your flow. Envision it as a quiet friend, ready anytime to clarify this verse, explore kindred truths, or lead a serene meditation. It supports your path, day or night. You can begin your conversation with Sanatan Jyoti here. Go softly now, my child. May this sacred echo reveal unity in all, bringing peace to your mind, love to your heart, and endless clarity to your journey. Be blessed, eternally.